AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The investigation into the crash of a Russian metro jet in Egypt is focusing on a noise.
A noise was heard in the last second of the CVR recording.
Lead investigator Ayman Al-Mukaddam says they are going over that sound from the cockpit voice recorder. It bolsters claims that a bomb could have brought down the plane. The cause has not been determined.
The committee is considering with great attention all possible scenarios for the cause of the accident and did not reach till the moment any conclusion in this regard.
Meantime, two of 11 British planes that were standing by at Cyprus's two airports for the go-ahead to fly British tourists home from Sharm el-Sheikh have departed for the Egyptian Red Sea resort. Britain and Russia have stopped flights to and from the Sinai Peninsula. 32 cars derailed in Alma, Wisconsin, and officials say two of the cars are leaking ethanol into the nearby Mississippi River. Voluntary evacuations in the community have been lifted. There are no reports of fire, smoke, or injuries in Wisconsin. The Coast Guard is suspending the search for a man who jumped onto a lifeboat on the side of a cruise ship before he plunged into the ocean off the Bahamas. Police near Phoenix say it appears the mother of a 5-year-old patient at a local children's hospital took her child's life before taking her own life. Investigators say no one else in the hospital was threatened or harmed. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says U.S. defense establishment needs to adapt to new changes, especially in the Asia-Pacific region.
The single most influential factor in shaping the region's future is how China rises.
Carter says he's concerned about China's intentions, although he says the U.S. welcomes its modernization. He also says he's worried about Russia. This is AP Radio News. Honda is recalling more than 25,000 cars in the U.S. to fix a problem connected to the deployment of airbags. Honda says a problem was detected during internal testing. The recall involves 2015 to 2016 Honda Fit LX models. The president of China, Xi Jinping, and the president of Taiwan, Ma Ying-jeou, met for the first time today. The two shook hands. The AP's Mike Rubin reports for decades, the handshake seemed impossible.
This has been something that President Ma of Taiwan has been working on the last couple of years. So people looked at it as a handshake that not only 66 years in the making, but really 2 years in the making, because Ma really wanted to meet with Xi. And he finally got that wish.
There were no concrete developments from that meeting in Singapore, but both men say this is a sign of a new stability in relations between China and Taiwan. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.